The Bush administration is taking a harder line against Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to stop Palestinian attacks on Israelis after weekend Palestinian suicide attacks killed at least 26 Israelis. U.S. officials say Arafat must do more than just arrest those responsible. They say he must also take on militant groups that claim responsibility for suicide attacks against Israelis. Bush administration officials say those groups include Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The Bush administration has long said that Palestinian President Yasser Arafat was not doing all he could to stop Palestinian violence against Israelis. Because of that belief, President Bush has not invited Arafat to the White House. The attacks over the weekend took place as Assistant Secretary of State William Burns and U.S. Envoy General Anthony Zinni were in the Mideast in a new effort to halt the violence. The Bush administration clearly is fed up. Rather than call for restraint by Israel, as they have in the past, U.S. officials yesterday said Israel has a right to defend itself. And White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says it's time for meaningful action by Yasser Arafat.
The president thinks that this is the chance now for Yasser Arafat to demonstrate real leadership that is lasting, that is enduring, that puts people responsible for this away and does so in such a way that they cannot get out again and commit more terror.
Noting the Palestinian Authority's record of detaining and then releasing suspected terrorists, Fleischer added this comment.
The president thinks it's very important that the Palestinian jails not only have bars on the front but no longer have revolving doors at the back.
Martin Indyk is a former U.S. ambassador to Israel and now a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington. He says the U.S. has had enough of Yasser Arafat.
At the very moment that the United States has launched an initiative at the behest of his Arab supporters and sent General Zinni and Assistant Secretary Burns out there to work with him on trying to get out of this violence, there's been these stepped-up terrorist attacks, and they, I think, want to send him a very clear message that there will be consequences in the relationship with the United States if he fails to act now and fails to act in a sustained and effective way to stop the violence and crack down on the terrorists.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld over the weekend questioned Arafat's leadership and his ability to control the Palestinian people. But Indyk says Arafat is capable of challenging Hamas and Islamic Jihad.
He has 9 security organizations that answer to him directly. Number 2, he has at least 30,000 men under arms. He can easily overwhelm any kind of opposition that he would face. Number 3, he has proved capable of doing it in the past. In 1996, he very effectively cracked down on Hamas.
Edward Abington agrees that Arafat could do a lot more to stop Palestinian violence. Abington, a former consul general in Jerusalem and now a Washington lobbyist for the Palestinian Authority, calls this a crucial moment for Arafat and the Palestinians.
What the administration is saying is that if Arafat is the leader of the Palestinian people, demonstrate that leadership. Take concrete action against those groups that are trying to undermine the process, that are directly challenging Arafat and his authority. Essentially, he's put the initiative for what happens in the hands of Hamas and Islamic Jihad, and that needs to be changed.
If it isn't, says Abington, Yasser Arafat may not survive as leader of the Palestinian people. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.